Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thank everybody who has served and continue to serve our country. Thank you for your service to all the veterans.
Well said. They're the best. I mean, they are incredibly selfless, and and what they do for us and what they have done for us and what they will continue to do for us, eternal gratitude, and just brave people, braver than me, for what they do.
No question. Much respect. Things that a lot of us, like myself, take for granted, and we are able to live well and free and all that stuff because of other people's service.
We can rail on the Giants' idiotic decision today because of the freedoms that we have.
Okay, so now on to that. I actually could not, you know, because we got the news of Dable getting fired, what, like 1:30 yesterday? So by the time the show was over, I was back in the office, you know, usually decompress for a little bit before I got to go to SNY. And I'm scrolling through social media. I didn't even realize. So the Giants released a statement at 2 o'clock, and the headline read on social media, like, Brian Dable's out, Kafka taking over. I'm a headline reader. I'm not going to click the thing. And then I started to see some of the other stuff coming through about Joe Shane. I'm like, wait a second. And then I go and read it. And I read, quote, Joe Shane remains in his position as general manager and will lead the search for a new head coach. We feel like Joe has assembled a good young nucleus of talent and we look forward to its development. What? Only the Giants can't even get praised for 30 freaking minutes for making a move. What was, I said it for weeks. What is the point of firing Dable if you're keeping Joe Shane? They didn't even let it last till the end of the year. They're bringing him back and he's going to be leading the search. Oh my God, it will never end.
Well, I mean, let's hope it does at some point. Dude, I was genuinely stunned by this. I was stunned. Now, I said yesterday that I thought that Shane would be out at the end of the year as well because I thought that the Giants finally were about to stumble on some sensibility, which they clearly have not. Guys, let's look at it this way. I think everybody agrees that there can't be any more experiments with head coaches, right? You know, the coordinator, the college guy, elevate this guy, hope it works out. I mean, I think we all think, if not know, that it's time for, you know, a battle-tested adult with a winning resume who's already done this job to come in and take control of the building. Okay, so if we work under that, and I would have to think that 90-plus percent of football/Giant fans subscribe to that right now. No more risks, okay? Go with somebody who's done it. So if we believe that, now get to the next part of the equation, which is problematic for who the Giants are going to hire. If you're one of those people that I just described, whether it's McCarthy, whomever it might be, somebody who's already done it, why in the world would that person sign up to work for or work with a general manager who's hanging by a thread?
They wouldn't. It just makes no sense. Even worse than this is the timeline. This was predictable dating back to last year when we talked about it. And then Merrill last year was saying, well, we think the quarterback, just finding the quarterback will solve a lot of the problems. You found the quarterback because of the guy that you fired in Brian Daboll. And by the way, rightfully so, he deserved to get fired. But you found the quarterback because of him. You still couldn't get it turned around. And you're keeping the general manager who hired the head coach and who assembled this roster that can't win a freaking game for 3 years. And the 1 year they did win games, it was with somebody else's roster. How many times are you going to do the same thing? They keep Reese, and Reese is here. You fire Coughlin, hire McAdoofus. Fire them both. Bring in Gettleman. Hire Shermer. Fire Shermer. Keep Gettleman and let him choose Joe Judge. Then you fire them both. Then you bring in a new slate. Thankfully, now you have to fire them both. Keeping Shane and letting him hire a new head coach with this quarterback doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
The depth on this team is pathetic. And the last time I checked, that's the general manager's job. So, I mean, to try to litigate the Joe Shane tenure and position it as anything other than a colossal failure is a colossal waste of time. And we're not about to do it. I mean, I really was stunned. I thought that the Giants might finally get this right. Now, the one thing that you and I differed on, I didn't need to see Joe Shane leave yesterday with Daboll. Because, again, it's more a clerical thing, and you got to have somebody there, you know, practice squad, roster, whatever. So it wasn't that important to me now. But big picture, to embolden him and to grant him the juice to make the new hire is idiotic. I don't get it. The Giants seem lost. You wonder when the Giants are ever going to wake up and stop making the same mistakes. Now, I got to say something else here, too. So, does anybody, now this is less about the Giants and more about Shane, but does anybody else think that Shane just did Daboll dirty? I mean, you could just see it behind closed doors, you know, the posturing and the separation from Daboll. Daboll's a hothead. Daboll couldn't get along with Wink. Daboll couldn't get along with this guy. Daboll took away the play calling, you know, from Kafka. Then he got it back. Like, I could just see. Now, I mean, I hate to say it so bluntly, but I will. I can see, because that's the only reason I think he's keeping his job. I think that Joe Shane was so slippery here and so, you know, deceitful and so obviously going against Daboll that I think that he convinced ownership that he's done a good job.
I can't speak to those inner workings. I could go based off of...
Well, it's not the job that he did. Yeah. That's for damn sure,
well,
as we all know.
No, understood. But also, this goes back, and this is why I was hesitant. I did not trust that the Giants would do the right thing. I was hoping they would do the right thing. I was waiting to see how the season played out. I certainly did not think that they were going to announce that Shane's going to be leading the head coaching search, which is just unbelievable. But I told you, after that report from the Post that had the split ticket, following up off of last year where it seemed like Daboll was a goner and they were going to keep Shane, then the Post and Paul Schwartz saying split ticket,
yeah.
I started to lose faith. And then this comes out. Does anybody in that building have a clue? Are there too many yes men over there? What are you guys doing? What are you watching? How can Mara come to this conclusion again? Based on what? Joe Shane shouldn't have that much power, BT, to do what he say, to do what you're saying that he did.
Yep.
As far as kicking Daboll out the door, I'm not sure whether he did or didn't. It shouldn't come down to that. How could everybody in that building come to the agreement that Joe Shane is the guy that they're going to attach their wagon to? How? There's no way. You want to say that it's split? Okay, then there should be split, and then maybe wait until the end of the year and try to figure out what the options are. How can you come to that conclusion based off of what we have seen for 4 years? It makes no sense. And this is an organization that has been one of the most pathetic organizations in the NFL for decades now, or at least a decade. And they keep doing the same thing. It's infuriating. Why would you think it's going to change? Because you have the quarterback? Guess what? It's not. Just like this was predictable to be in this timeline, they aren't going to win because they don't get it.
You know, the Giants, and I'm with you, the Giants now... They don't deserve any real respect. They don't deserve any benefit of the doubt. I mean, you think about the Giants, you know, going back to Y.A. Tittle and then obviously into Parcells and Lawrence Taylor and skipping some other great luminaries as well. But into Coughlin and Eli, those Giants are dead. Those Giants are dead. Like, what those Giants did for their fans will never forget that. But the current iteration of the New York Giants is as bad as the New York Jets or the Cleveland Browns or any other doormat, the Tennessee Titans, that you want to lump the dregs of the NFL with, that is where the Giants reside. So when you ask the question, how could they do this again? The simple answer is because they're a bad franchise.
Yeah.
And they've been that for a while.
They've had two winning seasons since 2013. Okay. Now, Coughlin was still here. Obviously, they won the Super Bowl. Then the year after the Super Bowl, they were 9-7. They've had the five. So forget that 9-7 in 2012. 2013. 7-9, 6-10, 6-10. The one McAdoo season where they went to the playoffs and got embarrassed. And even that team wasn't that good, much like the first team that Dable took to the postseason. 1 year, 11-5. 3-13, 5-11, 4-12, 6-10, 4-13. Then the Dable year, 9-7-1 about the postseason. 6-11, 3-14, 2-8. That's way, way too much losing and way too much evidence that the decision makers, whoever it is, Mara, Tisch, everybody else is having some sort of influence, because I don't think it's just one guy. I don't think it's Mr. Mara.
I agree.
Whoever is having the ultimate decisions does not know what the hell they are doing. That is a fact based on their record. Regardless of anybody's opinion, I just gave you the entire record since 2013. Two winning seasons. And even in those two winning seasons, they proved to be more the outlier than the norm. Unacceptable. Unacceptable. And they keep doing the same damn thing.
They do.
I cannot believe they can change.
I'm really surprised. But then as you flush through it, should we be? Because this is who they become. You know, it's funny, too, because we've said this a lot. The two teams that were always the bastion, you know, the guiding light of New York sports have been historically the Yankees and the Giants. And think about the level of criticism that the Yankees get every single year. Get rid of Cashman, get rid of Boone, they don't do enough. Yankees lost their way, Yankees aren't the Yankees anymore. And now look at the New York Giants, who are basically telling you, by bringing back Joe Shane, we accept losing. Because like when there's still things to interpret, as like after 1 year or 2 years or even 3 years, I mean, there's still an analysis that has to happen. You can't be too reactionary because it leads to volatility. And I know that the Giants have been aware of that and they've tried to get away from that. But it's not personal, never is. But by allowing Joe Shane to spearhead this search, to still have a job when Dable does not, It's absolutely unacceptable, and it's pathetic.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Jim is in Warren starting us off. What's up, Jim?
Good morning, guys. Really, really enjoyed the show.
Thank you.
I just want to start out. I am a veteran. I served 4 years in the United States Marines with 2 overseas tours.
God bless you.
That's
Thank
awesome.
You.
I just want to say Happy Veterans Day to all
yes,
my
sir.
Friends. I wasn't sure if we say Happy Veterans Day, but if a veteran is saying that, Jim, we're going to take your cue there. Happy Veterans Day.
Thank you, my friend. I'm a Jets fan, but I want to comment about the Giants. They both should have been gone last year at 3-14. By bringing them back and splitting the ticket, it's not going to work. It's not going to work.
I don't think it's going to work either. I think because, and Jim, thank you for the call, and definitely thank you for your service. God bless you, man. I think that this really severely impacts the potential pool of head coaching candidates. Now, all right, maybe Belichick is so desperate to come back to the NFL or leave Carolina or both that he would sign on for anything. Maybe McCarthy really just misses the game. And he's like, you know what, I'm not even sure about Shane, but I'll work with him. Maybe those guys lower their standards. Maybe they lower their standards, okay? But if the standards aren't lowered, the talent pool is going to be greatly diluted because it's just not, there's going to be no real symmetry. If you're somebody who's done, like, if your resume's accomplished, like a McCarthy and like a Belichick and like a few others as well, why in the world would you sign up to work with Joe Shane, who hasn't done a damn thing as a general manager? You wouldn't. At least I wouldn't, because that's not something I'm going to hitch my wagon to. And you know, even if it seems good, like if it's McCarthy, I believe Joe Shane. The moment the rubber hits the road and things go a little bit awry, you're going to get a split force. You're going to get separation. You're going to get this guy doing this in one side of the building, this guy doing the other, and it's not going to be harmonious. This is a 2-inch tap-in putt where your buddy looks at you and he says, pick it up, it's good. For the Giants to botch this, it's really stunning.
Yeah, I mean, we shouldn't be surprised because this is what they've done. I just can't even believe the levels of ineptitude. I'd still like to see somebody say, what? Now, in the press release, the quote was that we feel like Joe has assembled a good young nucleus of talent. Based on what? A feel? Where is that coming from? We feel like. I feel like I'm sick and tired of watching this crappy team play every Sunday. All of it. Now, I will say that I do think that they should be better than what their record says.
Mm-hmm.
But even with that, what should it be? 5-5? 4 years. Joe Shane, the best players were from Dave Gettleman. So every GM is going to have some good players. Joe Shane has been a near disaster with the majority of moves that he's made. Not to mention that every time we've seen him, he looks like a man boy. He looks like he's in over his head, overmatched. No, I'm serious. Do you get a feel? Like, he's an adult, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm just saying, do you get the feel from Joe Shane that he's in control of a football organization?
I mean, I'd have to be around him more.
No, but
I
how
can't
about the hard knock shows?
Well, that's true. You know, that's true. That was an ugly lifting of the curtain.
He's like a young... You
not reinforcing the belief. Yeah, no, from that, sure. Yeah, I mean, I got to be honest. I think I would be much more okay... And we have talked about for weeks, it's been basically the central theme on the show about when is Dable going to get fired, going back to the report with Denver. So you guys know where Sal and I stood, and with all due respect, we would have fired him a while ago, and we're okay with the Giants moving on. Having said that, I would be more okay if Dable and Shane were back than what's transpired now.
Exactly. This was the worst thing they could do. I'd rather them have said... We believe in these guys, regardless of what the fans and media say. We believe in Shane and Dable together. Dable wanted Dort. Where would they be without Jackson Dort? Come on.
They'd be unwatchable like they were the last couple of years. Sal, think about the four options. Both men back, one of the men back. I'm sorry, both men back, both men gone. Dable back or Shane back.
This was the worst one.
They chose the worst one.
I agreed. If you fired Shane and kept Dable, I'd still be yelling, but at least that would be a better option than this.
Yep.
This is the worst thing that they could do. Dom is calling from Long Island City. What's up, Dom?
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thanks, Dommy. What's cooking, bud?
So I just wanted to make 2 points really quick. First being, I can't disagree with you about Shane. It has been bad, but in reality... If you look at his draft picks, he has picked a lot of talented players. So I think you're being a little bit too tough on him. Personally, I would have fired him, but based on who he's brought in, Neighbors, Thomas,
Oh my God.
Banks. I mean, how much better could you have done?
Whoa. Did you say Thomas?
Yeah.
He didn't bring him in.
He's a talented tackle.
That's not him.
He didn't bring Andrew Thomas
in. That was Gettleman.
So, pardon me. Okay,
that's a big one.
It's maybe the biggest one.
Yes, it is.
Neighbors, anybody could have picked Neighbors, and I still argue that it was the wrong pick back then, not because of the player, because I thought they needed a quarterback. And you can say Jackson Dart. We don't know.
But they did pick up Jackson Dart. My second point is everybody's looking for an established head coach with a winning resume. Nobody mentions John Gruden. I know he has a little bit of drama in his past.
Well, Dom, we talked about him yesterday for a while, Dom.
The Giants are a failing franchise. They need an injection. They have a young, spunky team.
Mm-hmm.
He's an established head coach. He's got a resume.
And I saw
him on a podcast with Jackson Dart, and he was telling him exactly what he needed to hear. Stop lowering your shoulders.
We did this yesterday, Dom. We've been talking about Gruden for a couple of weeks. I mean, it's even a couple of years.
Nobody wants him. I don't understand. What's the issue?
Not nobody.
Do you remember the emails? And you remember the situation that he found himself in the NFL? There's a reason why he's not a head coach, and there's a reason why Brian Flores at the moment is not a head coach. I mean, it's going to take a strong swallow. In terms of, all right, if we were to hire Gruden, it's going to be a rough couple of days PR, but that will eventually blow over. I don't think that they will, but think about this. If you're Gruden, you know, you can't be picky at this point. So, you know, maybe it works out. Like, they get a veteran coach, and it's Gruden, and he's like, all right, I don't really want to work with Joe Shane. I don't really believe him. But if nobody else can offer me a job or believe in him, then I got to take what I could get. So maybe they stumble upon that. But this is just ass backwards. That's the bottom line. It is ass backwards by the Giants.
I'd still like to see, and you could give me a few of the players that Joe Shane has hit on. Okay, I'd hope so. He's been here for 4 effing years.
I know.
Joe Douglas hit on a bunch of players too.
He did. Yes, he did.
That does not. Of course, you can hit on some. How are the big ones when they needed it the most? Has he drafted a competent offensive lineman? Evan Neal's one of the biggest busts in the history of the franchise.
Not even active most games.
Jalen Hyatt can't play. Deontay Banks, significant regression. And again, I'm not just trying to pick on the bad, but he drafted Malik Nabers. Wow. Holy crap. What a pick. The guy that everybody said was going to be a stud receiver. Wow. Brilliance from Joe Shane. I don't know how the Giants are ever going to find a guy to replace him. I don't know how you do it. Even the quarterback, he didn't really want. Now, you do give him credit for it because ultimately they did select him, and he let Brian Daboll get his guy. But that's why you keep them together or you get rid of them together. Joe Shane picked Brian Daboll. So if you think that Brian Daboll isn't good enough, what makes you think the guy who picked him is good enough? End it there. God,
they're lost, man. They really are with so many things here. It's really become sad.
Good God. I shouldn't be surprised, and I really wasn't. Although when I see that in the way that it read, I actually was. Mm-hmm. Even with me saying that, I'm not sure, BT. I think it's still possible they keep Shane. I actually could not believe it when I read that full release.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Stearns will speak later on today. Not sure about Brian Cashman. I mean, we'll stay up to date on the hot stove stuff, BT, as it continues to grow here. But, we get the Jets Thursday night, so a short week between games here. Jets will play the Patriots. I mean, one of the best teams in the NFL.
I'm excited, man. Yeah,
I just saw the line. I think that's they're 11.5-point underdogs. But either way.
Oh, went up a point. It started at 10.5, so you got that early Pats money. Okay,
Jets will be back
in
action.
Keep disrespecting us, America.
Yeah, you got the Knicks back in action tonight. But obviously, we're talking Giants here. And just I just can't believe. Now, look. We should say, and we have talked about this, I don't want to get too much into detail of what's going on there, but we know that Mr. Mara is not doing well. Obviously, they released a statement about his health.
Yep.
I don't know if this is him making these decisions. I'm not trying to rip him for it, but if you look based off of the last 12 years, 10 years, whatever it is, it's the same thing over and over again. So however they're doing it clearly hasn't worked. I can't believe that they can look at the same team that we're all watching and believe that it's a good young nucleus of players. I mean, are they just that foolish to be like, well, you got Nabers, Scadaboo, and Dart, and we're good to go? No, that's not how it works. And again, I don't know the future of the decision-making or all that stuff or exactly how it goes on, so you want to be sensitive to that. I just couldn't disagree more with this particular decision from the New York Giants and the way that they have operated for the last decade.
The Giants could have fired both. They could have kept both. They could have kept Dable or fire Shane, or they could have fired Dable and kept Shane. And they did the one thing that I would not do. Of those four options, they did the thing that I would do last there. So, yeah, it's incredibly confounding. It seems like it's a merry-go-round where, you know, Mr. Mara and Mr. Tisch have a conversation. They decide however that decision is, you know, is determined or how it gets there. But apparently it got there the other day after the Bears game. And here we are yet again. And, you know, listen, sometimes you get a little lucky and sometimes things work out despite it seeming very, like, unconventional. Like, this is not what I would do. This is not what you would do. But it doesn't mean that they can't stumble upon success. I'm not saying that. Nobody's really saying that. The problem is...
I am. It's not happening for them. Yeah.
Like, okay, so I think that they could stumble upon success. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Well, why hasn't it happened over the last 10 years or
because
so?
They're inept. Yeah. What I'm saying, though, is... And we're kind of saying the same thing. But really, what if they don't stumble upon it, and even if they do, like, it's impossible to give them the benefit of the doubt. Like, you want to look at the Ravens or the Niners or the Eagles or the Chiefs or the Bills or now maybe the Patriots and maybe seven or eight other teams, the Lions that are doing things the right way. They hire properly. They draft properly. They develop properly. They win games. They looks like they know what they're doing. The Giants are the complete antithesis. And until they get lucky or they get it right, they're not getting the benefit of the doubt. Not for me.
Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. Can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Jeff is in Milford, Connecticut. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show. Love you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
Happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there also.
Yes, sir.
I want to make a point, use a couple points to agree with why the Giants had to make a move with Dable and get rid of him. First of all, his first season there, they had a soft schedule. And they capitalized on that. They got to the playoffs. They won a game on the road. It was great. Then got exposed in that second game.
Mm-hmm.
Without that season having ever even happened with that soft schedule, we'd be having this conversation a year ago, probably.
We were having it a year ago anyway. I don't think anybody disagrees at this point about Dable. Now it's about Shane.
Okay, so this year, right, there's a largely held belief, and I could even refer to my Cowboys friends, fans, and Redskins, Commanders, Eagles. You know, they even agree. This team, let's just say for argument's sake, could be, and I know it's coulda, shoulda, woulda, but they could be 5-5, let's just say. But why aren't they? Is that because of Joe Shane?
Yes.
Or is it because of the coaching?
It's because of everything.
Yeah, but they could be 5-5 in contention. They're not. That's not Joe Shane's fault on game day.
It absolutely is. Who's deciding on the kicker?
That's I don't know. It's
who
not Joe Shane.
Who drafted the defensive players that keep coughing up these leads?
Last year, the Giants went into a game against the Commanders without a kicker early in the season.
Whose fault is that?
True.
Agreed. Whose fault is that?
It's got to be the coach, not having someone ready to go.
That's a collaborative thing. And listen, you're in charge of the roster. You got to take a hit for that. That's ridiculous. But Jeff, hold on.
One more quick point.
Jeff, hold on. Yeah. Why have the Giants lost games? Why have they collapsed? Specifically, what part of the ball? We all know it is.
It's on defense.
Okay, hold on. It's on defense. We all know that. We've all watched it, right? So the resources that have been devoted to this team by the general manager are primarily on the defensive side of the ball. How do we prop him up for that? If anything, he's got to take a hit.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Well, then why are you defending him, Jeff?
Let's take one more game this year, and then I'll get off the line. Mm-hmm. But let's take the Denver game. Let's just say in a hypothetical world that in the fourth quarter, the game is going as it's going when the Giants have the big lead. Let's say that we have Sean Payton as our head coach, and they have Brian Dable as their head coach. You think Sean Payton might say something to Bowen? Hey, why are you only rushing three? You know, why is Dexter on the sideline when we're only even
Jeff,
just rushing
Jeff,
three?
You're,
why did we go to a pre-bend?
But you're not,
I think Sean Payton's going to call
Jeff,
that to order.
Jeff, you're missing the point. Nobody's disagreeing about Dable. We agree on Dable. If you think that Dable's solely to blame, that's where we have a big disagreement. You think Brian Dable's the one who's at fault for the last 4 years with this regime?
No, but he's the head coach.
And he's gone. He's not anymore.
It doesn't matter.
So now,
how many players have we gone off?
Jeff, he's gone. Dable's gone. Do you believe they're going to be successful now with Joe Shane?
Sometimes a coaching changes the whole culture in the locker room.
Well, then why hasn't that worked for the last 12 years for the Giants? They've done it four times. You see it a little differently, which is fine, but think about the first thing that you brought up. He said, well, the Giants had a bit of a soft schedule that first year, which, by the way, was true. I remember going through that in real time, starting with Tennessee. I believe Carolina was there. The Commanders weren't quite what they were a year ago, for sure. So it was definitely an easier strength of schedule. We all know that. But you make it seem like the Giants were on autopilot the couple of years before that, like they were winning 10 and 12 games. Before Dable got here, they were 3-13, 5-11, 4-12, 6-10, 4-13. That is 5 years of absolute ineptitude and complete losing. Now, the schedule was easy, but you got to give Dable credit for cranking out 9 wins in a road playoff game. So I think that that's unfair, because what you're doing is you're basically saying the only reason Dable had success was because of the circumstances of the schedule, and the only reason, or the main reason, why the Giants can't win is because of Dable. And it's really not that fair. That's not fair.
You know who doesn't get credit for that first year? Joe Shane.
Correct.
Joe Shane doesn't get credit for that first year. And even with your points, it was all anti-Dable. It wasn't pro-Joe Shane. Do you know why it wasn't pro-Joe Shane? Because there is not enough evidence to be pro-Joe Shane. There isn't. You could pick certain picks. Of course. Look at how many draft picks he's had in the top 10. Good God, if he didn't hit on one or two of them, I mean, they'd be John Idzik, for goodness sake. What has Joe Shane done well? Where's the depth? Where's that defense? Where is it? Where's the depth in wide receivers? Where is it? There isn't any. Where's the offensive line? It's not there. Where's the record? Joe Shane has stunk. Has he been better than some others before him? Maybe. It seemed like Gettleman didn't know what he was doing, yet most of this regime's success has been because of guys that get him back.
Mm-hmm. And the Eagles, too, because of Saquon. So, you know, think about this. And I think you mentioned Joe Douglas before. But eventually, you know, it expires on, wow, this guy knows how to draft a little bit. It's got to be supported by wins here, guys. So I would ask you this, whether it's, you know, Garrett Wilson or Gardner or Quinnen or Olu Fashanu, like, of the players that were drafted by the previous regime for the Jets, a couple of those players are thought to be among the best at their positions. Outside of Malik Nabers, where does that apply for somebody that Joe Shane drafted?
I really believe, honestly, the way that it's worded. Now, again, I don't know this. But I do know this. The Giants have been nothing but losers for over a decade.
Yep.
The way that it's worded makes me think whoever's making those decisions, including ownership, obviously, is caught up in the Nabers-Scadaboo dart.
That's a short-sighted way to look at it.
If you want to say the defense as well, I mean, I haven't seen Abdul Carter making the impact that we expected.
He's got a half a sack. And I know about the pressures before you start tweeting me.
That's great.
I know.
That's great.
Get a sack.
Yeah. How many pressures did LT have? Like, come on. We're not talking about pressure. We're talking about sacks.
I never heard that stat when we were young. Did you get Randall Cunningham, or did you just breathe on him?
It could be effective. It's not as effective as a sack. And clearly it's not effective enough, because the defense, which is supposed to be the strength, has been a weakness for this Giants team. Has Kayvon Thibodeau been what he was supposed to be when he was drafted, whatever it was, you know, number five overall?
Do you like the punter? Do you like the kicker? No.
The kicking decisions, let's blame the hit. The head coach should have gotten some blame. He did get some blame. He's gone. What's the excuse for keeping the general manager? That's where we're at.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you fire a coach, coach is gone, the rest of the building can still operate. When you fire a general manager, the entire building turns over. Every scout that you have out there in every part of the country, all of the draft board work you've already done as an organization, all of the early work you've already done on free agency, and trust me, they're already deep into it. Every franchise is in. So I don't believe, this is just my opinion, I don't believe or have a very hard time believing that the Giants are retaining Joe Shane because they think he's some incredible asset. I just believe that based on where they are, and maybe this is just something they don't want to do right now for different reasons, you know?
Yeah.
To turn over an entire building, the work that is required to do that is maybe something the Giants and maybe Mr. Mara at this point doesn't have the appetite to do.
Understand. All we could do is react to what we yep. know. And I know that this decision is the wrong one. I would have felt much better about it had they just... I'm always a believer in that. When it comes to the Jets, too, it's the same thing. You have your philosophies, your core philosophies, and you stick to it no matter what. The timeline is very important to me. The continuity is very important to me. Keeping a general manager who hired the head coach together. There's a right way to do things and a wrong way to do things. Why would you let a general manager, same thing with Joe Douglas, why would you let him, why does he get two cracks at picking a head coach? The time on the Jets had was so convoluted, it's impossible to even go over it again. What I do know is I believe this time they got it right, at least the timeline of it. Muji, Glennon, now there are some signs in year one where you should be encouraged. Does it mean that they're going to hit on all these draft picks? No. We'll find out year two, year three. We'll know by year two, year three, certainly by year three, and then definitively by year four if it takes that long. And same thing with Joe Shane and Dable. I like the move at first when they hired those guys. My one issue was that they forced on the new regime the two biggest guys from the holdovers with Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley. It made no sense. And that led to, yes, some early success, but ultimately more failures with sticking with Daniel Jones. You should have had the clean out process right out of the gate in year one.
Yeah, I agree.
Then you don't have to attach yourself to a quarterback who was, I'm not so sure, or decision with the running back. Just make the decision now. We're moving on. Barkley's great. We're moving on as a franchise. Daniel Jones could be good. He's not our guy. We're moving on. They didn't do that, and look where it led them ultimately, to where year four, they finally have the quarterback that they picked, who, by the way, is good, and it still got the head coach fired, and now they're keeping the general manager. None of it makes any sense to me.
The truth of the matter, Sal, was always a very flimsy foundation. That's really what it was. It was a very misleading foundation. Take Leon Rose, right? So Leon Rose earned the right to fire Tom Thibodeau, okay, and select his new coach, because the moment that Leon Rose got here, you know, he distinguished himself as a general manager that was different than his predecessors. He got rid of the dead weight. He collected a lot of draft capital, got some free agents, hired Tom Thibodeau, got the foundation, which was not flimsy. It was rooted in work ethic and tenacity with Tom Thibodeau. And then once that expired, Leon Rose had earned the right to hire Mike Brown. And we'll see if ultimately Mike Brown is the right answer. But how the hell has Joe Shane earned the right to hire the next Giants coach? That's the point.
I don't think he has at all. Ryan is calling from Denver. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, what's up, boys? How are you doing?
Good, Ryan. How are you?
What's up, man?
Good, good, good. Happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there. Two quick points, one on the GM and one on the potential next head coach is, BT, I don't know if you'll never remember, but 4 years ago when you were with Teak, we were sitting down, I called in, and I was talking about Brandon Brown and the fact that they brought him in from the Eagles organization, Howie Roseman tree, and I think that, you know, him being inside the organization would have been an easy off-ramp for ownership to fire both Shane and Dable, put Brandon Brown in, give him more power to make decisions. I think there's way too much family influence involved in what's going on and has been for the last decade. Mm-hmm. And let a guy get in there who has a lot of experience. I mean, listen, anybody could have picked all these guys in the first five picks of the draft. Come on, I could have picked them sitting on my living room couch, for crying out loud. You know, he's done nothing.
I mean,
to
give him credit from the league neighbors is just ridiculous.
It is. Yeah.
And by the way, for the record, neighbors hasn't done much. Like, I get the talent, but the results have not been there from the league neighbors. He's hurt all year. Okay, what are you going to do about it? I'm just saying, let's not make it like neighbors is producing at a high level. He hasn't yet.
Sure. And so I think Brown, you know, inside the Eagles organization, they've been trying to get him back. I don't think they wanted to let him go in the first place. But somehow Shane pulled that off when he first got here, got him over. He should be elevated. On the coaching front, somebody that no one's talking about, and I'm going to give you two quick stats on this guy this year, Kurt Cignetti, Indiana Hoosier football.
He just got that big extension. No. Yeah, I've watched him a few times. Obviously, Mendoza, great defense. Go ahead.
The IU offense, points per game, 41.3, number two in the country. The IU defense, opponents' points per game, 13.4, number three in the country. Enough said. He passes the eye test.
You're going to hire him to be the head coach of the Giants?
But, right, hold on a second. Right, you can't say enough.
He did it at JMU, and he's doing it in the Big Ten, and he's quick on the turnaround.
Well, I'm not saying he's not a great coach. I mean, Indiana values him to the point where they just gave him a monster extension. And I appreciate the out-of-the-box thought. Nobody has brought that name up. And I've watched him play a few times this year, as I've said. I'm a big fan. But there's been a lot of other college coaches, Sal, over the years who have prolific offenses, simultaneously big-time defenses. It doesn't mean you're built for the league. It doesn't mean you're not, but it doesn't mean you are.
I was sold on Matt Rhule for the Jets at the time.
So was I.
And you know,
I loved Matt Rhule.
You know what made me think that Rhule was the guy? When he turned down the Jets when he didn't have full control.
Yeah,
that,
I remember
that.
That
to me said, he's the guy.
But well, you win at Temple. Like, there's certain spots if you win at, I'm like, oh, okay.
He was a proven program builder.
He was.
And then he gets to Carolina, and it was a disaster. So I still believe in him as a coach. I can't go that way. I'm not saying it wouldn't be successful. Me personally, I can't hire the head coach of Indiana. He may be a great head coach. And by the way, why would he ever leave there to come to the Giants?
Yeah.
You've got the cushiest job in college football. You're going to get paid a big amount here to stay. If anything, maybe you leave there to get a bigger amount in college, not the NFL.
Well, think about that. I don't know what his appetite is. Maybe he wants to eventually coach on the biggest stage. Maybe, you know, I'm not really sure what his motivation is. But, you know, think about this. If you get a job at Notre Dame or USC or LSU or one of those big schools where you're expected to win, obviously Michigan, Buckeyes, a few others, like, it's a year-to-year grind, even if you have a one-loss team, right? If you do what he's doing in Indiana, even if you take a step back, which I think invariably he will at some point when he loses to Mendoza, just stay in the top 25. No one's going to bother you because Indiana's a basketball school,
right.
And now they're paying you like it's Michigan.
Yeah, I just would not. I don't think the Giants are in that spot where they could go get a college coach, any college coach, even the best one. Steve is calling from New Hyatt. That's me. Steve is calling from New Hyatt Park. What's up, Steve?
Stevie.
Hey, what's up, Sal? What's up, BT? How you doing?
Good.
I just want to say I'm honored to share my birthday today to all the veterans. So happy Veterans Day.
That's awesome.
Happy birthday.
Thank you for your service for my dad and my brother who served.
Great. Whole family, huh? That a boy. Very well done.
Yeah. Just part of the Giants fan, I agree with you, what you were saying earlier. I felt like, you know, they should have also shown Shane and Bowen the door. You know, like, it's neither you fire everybody. Or I would agree with you, BP, you were saying, keep Dable, let Shane go, because at least Dable wanted Jackson Dart. Jackson Dart was his guy. And I felt like, you know, they were building a good rapport before, unfortunately, the concussion injury to Dart. That being said, I have a head coach replacement I was thinking that maybe the Giants can reach out for, which would be Lane Kiffin.
Ole Miss. Go ahead. Okay, finish your thought. Go ahead, Lane. Ole Miss,
For defensive coordinator, Matt Patricia from Ohio State. Maybe Patricia wants to come back to the NFL and be the defense coordinator. And hopefully, maybe for next year's draft, maybe the Giants could draft Jordan Tyson, the wide receiver from Arizona State.
He's going early. Yeah, there's a lot there, Steve. The only thing.
Yeah, thanks for
Hoff, you were saying that what Carl Banks wants Patricia to come and be the DC. Is that what you said?
Heard on his a quote on his podcast. Okay. He went out there basically saying, "I'm not calling for anybody's job, but I'm just saying Matt Patricia.
Yeah, he should be the DC. Get Los Bowen." So I'm not saying it, but I'm saying it. So, and the other thing was. What was the first thing that he said there? Oh, Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
All right, so I brought up Lane a while ago. Now, I read something the other day where Jackson Dart's father, I guess they have a text thread. They're obviously very close, and he was kind of joking around, hey, you know, if something changes, would you want to come coach in New York? And maybe Lane was just being respectful to Dable, who at that point was still employed. See, there's two versions of Lane Kiffin. There's the version that was a drinker and his own admission. It was out of control, unchecked ego, and just a walking time bomb, but also brilliant. He's cleaned up the other stuff, went to rehab. This is all stuff that he's been very straightforward with, so I'm not talking out of school. And also, when he was with the Raiders, he was a young, egotistical punk. Like, he thought he was the man, and he wasn't. I think he's been humbled. If they would want Lane Kiffin, I would hire him in a heartbeat.
I just worry about hiring him for Jackson Dart, and I would not be doing that. I'm looking to hire the best head coach and build a program beyond whoever the quarterback is right now. Now, what's appealing to me about Lane Kiffin is all the things that you just said. I believe in somebody who's done it before. I believe in somebody who's been humbled and is going to get a second opportunity and has learned from his mistakes and built his way back up. That I believe in. So he would be on my list. Obviously, the fact that he worked with Jackson Dart would be a bonus.
Mm-hmm.
I just wouldn't go say, well, Lane Kiffin, because of the success that he had with Dart at Mississippi State, that to me would not be the reason to hire him.
Understood. You'd have to be comfortable in his ability to hit the other facets of the team, you know, and walk into defensive meeting. Hey, guys, you know, what's going on? Special teams. Hey, guys, what are we doing? Like, I think he's got that personality. Now, obviously, the rapport with Dart to me is appealing, but it would be less appealing, like, if he was kind of this almost introverted, cerebral type who I didn't think could command the room. I think Kiffin's got a big enough personality to handle the New York media. I'm not saying he's my first choice, but he's certainly on my top three, and I would be very interested in that. I don't know if he wants to leave Ole Miss for a bigger job in college football or come and coach in the NFL.
Well, what's his deal with Ole Miss? He's still young enough to where he could still move up.
Yeah, he's 50. I mean, there's a lot of big jobs open. Notre Dame could be open. I don't know.
LSU.
Yeah, I mean, if Ohio State doesn't beat Michigan, Ohio State could open up.
But let's LSU, say, yep. Okay, Penn State, big job. You're not leaving Ole Miss to go to Penn State, are
I
you?
Wouldn't. I wouldn't at this point
SEC
myself.
SEC school?
What, are you going to get a few more million dollars? I think myself, and I think the jump for Lane is either stay there or go to the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.